Somebody asked Gates today, are we going to put boots on the ground? He said, not while I'm in this job. In other words, you do that, I resign.
Fred Goldberg, author of Low-Wage Capitalism, said that there is a deep split in the Obama's administration between those who fear a new Iraq or Afghanistan, like Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, and the hawks led by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who has actively supported the attack on Libya. He gave a historical and what he called a Marxist perspective on Libya.
The Turkish Empire began to collapse before World War I, and the Italian imperialists invaded Libya and colonized it in the most brutal way, and sent tens of thousands of Italians to take land, businesses, and to plant themselves there over the Libyan people. And that lasted until 1943, when the Italians were defeated, along with Hitler, by the imperialist allies, Britain, France, the United States.
Libyan people lost 50% of their population in the 20s and 30s fighting Italians. And to this day, said Goldberg, the three imperial powers which took over from the Italians have resented Colonel Gaddafi for overthrowing King Idris, the caretaker they had put in charge. And how else could you justify raining down 200 Tomahawk missiles at a cost of $300 million?
They don't want to have to deal with Gaddafi or any sovereign government to negotiate. They want it for themselves. And all the stuff about massacres and freedom fighters and every other lie that they can throw out at you is a smokescreen for the French, the British, and the US to get back in their oil, military bases, and to just take over the country. That's what this is about from day one, from the very day they were kicked out. They've been scheming to get it back.
So who are these rebels who formed an interim government last week? Well, there's University of Washington professor Ali Tarhouni, who has just been named Minister of Finance and Oil.
Whether these are misguided people, or whether they really were looking to make an alliance with the imperialists in the first place, it doesn't matter. That's what has happened. They go to London to meet with Hillary Clinton, and then they say, well, we're for freedom. Tarhouni, the Minister of Finance and Oil, who's going to sell the whole country to imperialism, lock, stock, and barrel. And he's going to keep records for them, too, while he does it. He's going to be their counter from Wall Street.
The new Minister of Oil lost no time and arranged for 100,000 barrels of oil to be sold daily through the Emirate of Qatar. As far as all the talk of war crimes perpetrated by pro-Gaddafi's forces, the Al Jazeera News Network, also based in Qatar, has not produced any pictures of the alleged massacres. Sarah Flanders, a leader in the International Action Center, cautioned the anti-war movement against yet another manipulation. But weapons of mass destruction and the cruelty of dictators seem to no longer afford a free ride for interventions, according to Larry Holmes, national coordinator of Bailout the People, and thousands came to denounce Obama's new war at his $30,000 a plate fundraiser in Harlem on Wednesday.
Coming to Harlem after bombing an African country in the interest of imperialism. What next? It's dangerous, sisters and brothers, that they're able to get away with this. You're going to tell me it's easy to launch another colonial, racist, imperialist war and there's no outrage?
A national day of protest has been called for next Saturday, April 9, with a mass rally at Union Square for New York City. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.